Jesus. This summer, I heard a preacher tell the story of a child running to tell her mother, of a friend who was crying inconsolably because her beloved doll was broken. "What did you do?" the mother asked. "I just sat down and helped her cry." "These days when so many of God's children are broken, maybe we just need to sit down and help God cry." Many of us did that as we gathered in synagogues across the land on Friday night. And as we gathered that same night in Whitener Hall with a community of families, artists, and neighbors for the opening of Soul's Shop, we just sat down and helped God cry. Jesus wept is our text for All Saints Sunday. Is there any place where this text does not fit? Preacher Fred Craddock once asked. Spray painted on the gray walls of the inner city. Jesus wept. Say it with me. Jesus wept. Swallowed with a crayon on the hallway of an orphanage. Jesus wept. Embroidered on every pillow in the nursing home. Jesus wept. Nailed on posts along a refugee road. Jesus wept. Flashing and blinking neon at the bus station where the homeless are draped over pitiless benches. Jesus wept. Carved over the door of a mountain cabin in which a 15-year-old girl stands with a crying child. Jesus wept. Skyrided over every greed-raped landscape. Jesus wept. There seems no place where this text does not fit, except for John's 11th chapter. If you know the whole story, you know that Jesus waits 2 days after receiving the news of Lazarus' illness before setting out with his disciples. Waits 2 days just to make sure Lazarus will be dead. Jesus lets his friend die. It sometimes seems to us that Jesus does the same when our friends die in synagogues and on the streets of the city and in our arms. John lets us know he does this because he has one last sign to perform before he dies. A sign intended to glorify God through Lazarus' return from the grave. Still, really, we are inconsolable. When he arrives in Bethany and is surrounded by the grieving family and friends, John says he was greatly disturbed and in spirit and deeply moved. A better translation might be, he was angry. Not at them, but at death itself. He asks them where they have laid Lazarus. They say, come and see. And the words bring Jesus to tears. They are the same words he said to his about-to-be disciples 3 years before when they asked him, where do you abide? Come and see. The same words Philip said to Nathanael when he gathered if anything good could come out of Nazareth. Come and see. The same words the Samaritan woman said to the townspeople after he had told her everything she had ever done. Come and see. Then the words were a summons to life and light. Now the words are said to Jesus and summoning him to darkness and death. If the translator were honest and said Lazarus then, seeing of Jesus' tears, see how much he loved him? Likewise, John 3:16 is often paraphrased, God loved the world so much. But John wants us to know how God loved the world. God loved the world by giving his only begotten Son to death, so that we and those whom we love may not perish but have everlasting life. So that love and not death will be the final word pronounced over those graves out there. Jesus wept because in order for Lazarus to be called out of the tomb, God's love made flesh had to enter the tomb. On this All Saints Sunday, in the prayer after the supper, we call the names of those who live eternally in God's love from this congregation, and we ask to remember us as a cloud of witnesses. Witnesses who watched us sit down and help God cry on Friday night. But now, it is Sunday morning, the day when love triumphed over death because God's love made flesh under the grave. Today, these witnesses are watching and waiting out for us